A few Sundays ago, we celebrated God coming to us, the incarnation. God revealing God's self, putting on flesh and blood and living in the neighborhood. And last week we celebrated the light, the seeking, God calling to us, God seeking after us. And today we continue that celebration of incarnation and seeking in this moment of revelation in water. We come now to the gospel according to Matthew in the third chapter, just a few short verses. We're using the Message translation. Let us hear with our ears and open our hearts and our spirits to the Holy Word. Jesus then appeared, arriving at the Jordan River from Galilee. He wanted John to baptize him. John objected, "I'm the one who needs to be baptized, not you." But Jesus insisted, "Do it. God's work, putting things right in all these centuries, is coming together right now in this baptism." So John did it. The moment Jesus came up out of the baptismal waters, the skies opened up and he saw God's Spirit. It looked like a dove, descending and landing on him. And along with the Spirit, a voice. "This is my Son, chosen and marked by my love, delight of my life." For the Word of God in Scripture, for the Word of God in us, for the Word of God with us.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. I invite you, as we gather together around the throne of grace, let us bow our heads in prayer. Holy Spirit, descend on us today. And let us hear the voice that says, "My sons and daughters in whom I take great delight, light of my life. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Be present. Fill our hearts, fill our minds, fill our ears. Fill the hole in our heart with you, O God. Speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord. For I long to hear your voice. Amen." Remember, we have begun a series called Back to Basics, where we look at what we as United Methodists believe. Last week it was, we are seekers, and today we look at baptism. What we believe about this moment in time in which incarnation is revealed to us through the waters. First, remember he says, Jesus insisted, do it. God's work. Putting things right all these centuries is coming together right now in this baptism. Keep that in mind, please, as we move through this. To understand baptism, we need to first understand this word sacrament. So what is a sacrament? A sacrament, as our youth are going to learn here in a few weeks, is an outward sign of an inward grace. Isn't that what we all can rattle that one off? Yeah. Don't have to think about that one. Those of us who have gone to school, we can check that box. But what that really means is that it's a channel or a means through which we have experiences of God's grace. They're sign acts of words, actions, and physical elements that express and convey God's grace to us. And as United Methodists, we recognize only two sacraments, holy baptism and the Lord's Supper. So what is baptism? What do we mean by that when we say that? It is a sacrament that brings us in union with Christ, in union with each other. Those of us sitting next to you, and those who've always been within the church in every time and place. Baptism is a sign and seal of our common discipleship. Baptism initiates and incorporates us into the body of Christ. And through baptism, we are claimed I mean, claimed, folks, and marked by God's self. Do you understand? You are claimed. You are marked by God. And is a means and entry into new life with Christ. Claimed. God says, just as God said to Christ on that day, this is my beloved in whom I am well pleased. God said that to you at your baptism. You are my beloved in whom I am well pleased. So who is the primary focus in baptism? We need to kind of clear this one up right now. Who is the primary focus? When we stand here with this adorable infant, or with this child, or this youth, or this glorious moment when an adult comes, who is the primary focus? God. God is the one who is working in baptism. God is the one who is affecting what is happening here. God is the one who is doing the work of baptism. It is not any of us. It is not the human. It is not the preacher. It is not the minister discipleship. It is not the parents. It is not that child, youth, or adult. God is the one who is doing the work. That's why, as United Methodists, we do not adhere to believers' baptism. Because in believers' baptism, the focus is not on God, but on the person coming forward. God is the one who is doing the work. And you know what? God does it right the first time. And you know what? God can work in any amount of water. One drop to a whole ocean. You can get one drop, you can get sprinkled, you can dunk, you can get poured on. It doesn't matter. God works. Okay? You know what? And it doesn't even matter who the preacher is, thanks be to God. But God works. And God worked the first time. And God says, I will uphold my covenant no matter what. And therefore, we don't rebaptize because God is faithful to God's word. God holds the covenant. The problem is us. We're the ones who tend to walk away from the covenant. We are the ones who make the vows and break the vows. But God is the primary focus. God is the one who is there, steady all the time, extending grace to us, always keeping the covenant, and therefore we don't rebaptize. We do have those moments in our faith journey in which we go through ebbs and flows, doubts and fears. We do have those moments in which we feel mountaintop experiences when God is so very near, it's like taking a breath. And we want to experience and recognize those moments in our faith, but we don't rebaptize. God is the primary focus. So why do we baptize infants? Why do we bring these children to us? First of all, it's God's action, not ours, that's at work in the baptism. We bring this child before the body of Christ, and we say, God, before this child was ours, he or she was yours. Mark, claim, seal this child. We are going to be in covenant with you and this body to raise this child in the faith. We're going to help this child, hold and trust this faith for this child until this child has been trained and ready to take the vows for themselves. And we call that process confirmation. In a few weeks, our youth are going to begin that process of understanding what the tenets of Christian faith are and what we believe as United Methodist, so they can for themselves say, yes, this is what I believe. But it's good and right for us to baptize infants. We believe this from the very beginning, and it is scriptural. So what do our baptismal vows require of us? Have you ever looked at them? Maybe when the preaching's not so good around here, you kind of get bored. It's okay. You pull out the hymnal, and you turn to those pages, it's in the front in case you want to know, and you look at the baptismal vows. We're going to look at them here in a moment. Our baptismal vows first require that we repent. And the root word of repent means to turn away from, to turn 180 degrees away from. And the reason that is so that our eyes no longer see the sin. We turn away from the sin. Our baptismal vows ask us to accept the freedom we have in Christ, to take that upon ourselves. Our vows ask us to trust Christ and Christ's nature, Christ's goodness and grace for ourselves, and to serve Christ, not just with our words, but in our hearts and our actions day in and day out. And we vow to participate in the body of Christ by our words, our witness, our giving, our service, and all ways and manner of our living. So if baptism is a one-time sacrament, why do we reaffirm our baptismal vows? Why is that necessary? If God worked the first time, why should we take a moment to reaffirm our baptismal vows? Life is a journey, full of valleys and mountaintops. And to pause together, I think, is a good and right thing to renew within our covenant community, to say as a community of faith, oh God, we have sinned. We have fallen short. We have turned from you in small ways and large ways. But in this moment, in this time, and on this day, as a body of Christ here and now, we come back. We look at these vows and we say, Lord, on this day, we recommit. We recommit to live faithfully to these vows that were made on our behalf and that we later accepted, or the time we made them for ourselves. And we celebrate that the Holy Spirit is with us, moving us on to loving perfectly. You see, it's all about grace, that prevenient grace that has been wooing us since before we even knew that we needed God, that justifying grace that has brought us into a right relationship with Christ, and that sanctifying grace that is teaching us moment by moment, day by day, how to love as Christ loved. So that's why we reaffirm our baptismal vows. And actually, it's a part of the incarnational work of God and the salvific story that God has laid out for us. God came in human form. Wise men sought him because God's light was in the heavens. And today, through the waters of baptism, we participate in the incarnation. It's all about God and God's grace. And you know what I say about that? Thanks be to God. Amen and amen.